Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Quarter past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We're going to look at the racing today and big day at Cessnock Jungle Juice Cup Day. Steve Tapp, the racecourse manager, is there. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. Have you had any more rain overnight?
Oh, about a mil. So
that's all.
Not really worries.
All right. I was talking to Art Thompson last night. He said he'd had a walk of the track.
Yeah. We went to a heavy eight, and there's even a chance we've had a couple of little showers. It looks like it's clearing now. We could even get to a seven, I think, with a bit of luck.
All right. Gee, that sounds all right, doesn't it? What's the grass cover like there? Because you had a little bit of rain, which is good. But done much?
Yeah, we need it bad, but now it's kicked it on and give it some fertiliser, and we've moved the rail back in too. So all around the turn, it's a brand new patch of turf, so it's good.
All right, so rail troop, you're at a heavy eight
rail
at the moment,
two,
but
yep.
Depending on the weather, it might get a little better.
Yeah, it could get a little bit better. We've got a few hours before race time, and the sun's shining now, so hopefully it keeps up, and a bit of wind blows, will be good.
Good on you, Steve. Have a great day.
Right, yeah. Thanks a lot, Sean. Talk to you later.
Steve Tapp at Cessnock. Gary Harley's going to be there as well. Morning, Gary.
I'm already there.
Uh-huh.
65 mils in the last week. Desperately needed. No one's complaining about that. Steve gave you the update. I can see a bit of blue sky. It's getting better and better. There's been a scud or two on the drive out. We had a very light shower as well, but mate, it'll be okay. If there hadn't have been any rain, they would have went up to seven this morning, I reckon, if they didn't get that mill overnight. We had a Calcutta at the Leagues Club, the sponsor, the Cessnock Leagues Club last night, and there's a lot of excitement about the race. And, mate, Huey Bowman rode the winner of this race in 2003.
Fair enough.
Art Thompson, Huey won it for, I think, Mac Griffith. 2003, Art Thompson rode the winner 11 times. I don't think he will today. Brent Stanley, the Victorian, who was riding in Sydney at that stage, he's rode a winner of it. Mark Newnham, the Group 1 winning trainer when he was riding for Gay, has ridden a winner of the Jungle Juice Cup. It's a famous race, and, mate, they'll get a good crowd there today. Last year's crowd was the best I'd had in about 10 years.
Gee whiz. Well, Robert said last night he thought this horse today was probably one of his worst rides, but he said, you never know when you get out there.
Yeah, on the form, he's right. But as you say, wet tracks, so you never know.
Mm, exactly. Now, the first, one Any Chance Dales, $81. Two Bardies, $71. Three out, four Game Set Match, $5. Five Nobility, $71. Six Trust the Boss, $390. Seven Akeed, $380. Eight, nine out. 10 Euro Air, $21. 11 Supreme Streak, $10. And 12 Ultimate Power, $260. It's the favourite. 12 Element Power, $2.60.
I think Paul Perry's horse could win here. Number 7, Akeed, down a hell of a lot in class. Two placings at Newcastle. The one on September 4 was on a soft 7. I think a beat a length and after Snowden's or Starry. And then it failed the other day at Wong when it led and tired. But back to country class, I think it'll be hard to beat. Chris Sleaze's horse, Ultimate Power. A couple of placings on country tracks, Tuncurry and Port Macquarie. Both tracks were wet. They're both soft. Got a good barrier, and Andrew Gibbon. You know Gibbo's running fourth in the Australian Jockeys Premiership at the moment?
He's having a terrific
run.
He's
a wonderful start to the season. Yep. 32-odd winners. I think he'd win the Cup today at around about $9. But this will race well. Number 6, Trust the Boss. Got good speed the other day at, I think it was at Gosford. And number 4, Game Set Match for Pat Webster. 7-12, 6-4.
Right, our race 2, one Oxford Angel, $1.70, two Atoms, $7, three Gone Viral, $16, four I Can Hear Music, $14, five and six out, seven Libertine Miss, $12, eight Western Saga, $61, nine Terravet, $8.50, number 10 Celtic Tiger, $26, 11 Mostia Lucy, $21, 12 Ready and Flying, $11, 13 Double Pluggers, $41, favourite, $170, one Oxford Angel.
She's got a lot of talent, this mare of Kim Wars. Kim scratched her yesterday to run here, Oxford Angel. She was very unlucky on the debut at Scone back 2 days after Christmas. Then she went to Gosford and missed the kick, run a terrific race, beaten less than a length by Spanish Dream, went to the paddock, come back and blew them away at Wyong in May. Has had one run since, had another break, and then won a trial the other day at Wyong, really hit the line good to beat Rogue Runner in the trial. 11 barrier, a bit of a worry, but on a wet track it might matter that much. Robbie Dolan to claim 1.5, and she has one on a soft track. I've got no doubt she's got more talent than the others. Just needs a bit of luck. Number 4, second pick in the race, I Can Hear Music. Rose a league when it's wet. There's a couple of runs lately have been okay. Number 2, Adam, going well for Bernie Kelly. And number 12, Ready and Flying, Brett Partelli. Now, Brett scratched a few horses here today because of the heavy track. But this one, and my best bet a little bit later on, Rogue Runner, he's left them in. 1, 4, 2, and 12.
The third, 1, Burton Port, $7. 2 out, 3, Golden Creek, 8. 4, Kalahari, 4 even. 5, Timmy on $5. 6, Anaru, 8.50. 7, Aita, 81. Number 8, Chrissy B, 81. 9, Clarencetown, 7.50. 10, Kafka is 9. 11, 12 out. 13, Sunsilk Girl, 10. 14, Wanchai, $9. Favourite is number 4, Kalahari at $4.
Toughest race of the day by far. $9, the one I've given each way chance. Kafka for Matthew Smith. Run fifth first up at Hawkesbury recently. Got beat a fair way. But his form last time in, it was placed on heavy. Was placed at Kembla. Only beaten 2 lengths by Devil's Lair on a heavy 8. So back to country today. Robbie Dolan will ride. He'll claim 1.5. I give it an each way hope. Number 5, Timian. Not going too bad for Jan Bowen. Not beaten far last start at Musselbrook. Number 4, Kalahari, a place out for Chris Lees. And 14, Wanchai. Penny Rant Resources definitely got a chance. Tough race. 10, 5, 4 and 14.
The fourth one, Adele's Joy, 5.50. 2, Gladiator's Girl, 101. 3 out, 4, Riddabelle, 101. 5, Sweetheart, 51. 6, Asa Hurricane, 51. 7, Brazenbrook, 7. 8, Lucky Siren, 4. 9, Miss Conarcus is 4.20. 10 out, 11, Queens, 3.60. 12 out. 13, Starletto, 101. 14, Wassamar is 9.50. 5, Dormus Joy, 41. 16 out. 3.60, favourite, 11, Queens.
A couple of nice trialers at this race, but I've kicked the one that has raced, Bjorn Baker's. Number 8, Lucky Sirens, had 2 starts, both in the Hunter Valley. Run 2nd at Musselbrook, first up in September, and then run 3rd at Scone on the 21st of September behind Mick the Hat, who's got terrific speed. Now, this filly's got good speed too. She's raced on the pace both times. She'll be up there, despite the wide alley. I'm sure John Van Overmeer will go forward on her. He doesn't claim a course of the country. I think she can win. Now, the 2 trialers. Number 9, Miss Coconarcus, a Carmen Manane. Chris O'Brien, Carmen's partner riding. Went to the lead, led all the way. Just niggled out in the straight in the trial. I thought it went really, really good. Now, that trial was at Gosford, and it won it nicely. Now, the other good trialer, Edward O'Rourke, who rarely comes to Cessnock, has got number 11 in the race, Queens, bred by New Avon Park, and they race the horse. The trial was at Randwick. It ran 2nd, slow out, wanted to go fierce early, and ran on nicely under a hole by Hieronymus. Jeff Penn's a riding. I reckon you'll find it'll go well. Number 1, Adele's Joy, went okay first up. 8, 9, 11 and 1.
Fifth event, 1 out, 2 Real Classic, $5, 3 out, 4 M8, $7, 5 Fudge Wedge, $4.80. 6 All Day, 23, 7 Jamaican Dream, $3.20, number 8, Mr. Adobel, $4.20, 9 Nathan Road, 26, 10 Conductress, 16, 11 out, 12 Tavisky, 34, 13 Ramaway, 61, 14 Time Stalker, 151. Favourite, 7 Jamaican Dream, $3.20.
Another wide open race. I'm at the former Queenslander, number 2 Real Classic. Stephen Jones has got him now at Scone. And his 2 runs since he come from Queensland have been beauties. He runs 2nd at Musselbrook, 2nd at Scone. Now, he runs 2nd at Scone to the Boom Country Gallop of Burning Crown that Sue Grills has got. He got beat 2 lengths. He ran on really good. He had to drag him off heels at the 200 Mitchell Bell. And his run was good, and his first up run was good. His form in Queensland was okay. Mitch has stuck with him, Mitchell Bell, and he's got barrier 1. Terrific each-way chance. Had value. Number 8, Miss Redoble, is loaded with talent. I noticed Tracy Bartley had her in at Kembla tomorrow. She's running here. She's first up. She does get back, which is a bit of a worry, but listen, don't sell her short. I saw her one day at Newcastle. Last prep run a bottle of the race. Jamaican Dream, a lot fitter for the first up run. Had a very good campaign last time in for PP, Paul Perry. And number five, Punch Wedge, you've got to hope for sure. Alan Keogh and Andrew Gibbons, who's got a few nice rides. 2, 8, 7, and 5.
All right, we go then to race 6, 1, 2, 3 out for Moss. Pardon me, Moss Ray, $5. 5 out. 6, Givoli is $3.10. 7, Enlightened Boy, $12. Number 8, Rogue Runner, $2.50. 9, Buddy Honest is $8.50. Number 10 out. 11, On My Terms, $9.50. 12, Sondermore, $26. 13, Fly Me, Miss, $61. 14, Snazzy Bird, $61. 15, 16 out, but $2.50 for number 8, Rogue Runner, favourite.
Best bet of the day for me. Carries the colours of the Vieira family, trapeze artist. Like Casino Prince, they love a wet track. One run here for one win. He's never been on wet, but as I said, the breed suggests he will handle it. And he did run second and went really good in a trial on a soft track at Wyong, 10th of September. This horse was very good running Lilith Down and Oliphant's here to win a 900 last start. 17th of September, then Brett Partelli took him to Gosford to keep him up to the mark, and he bolted in with a troll there. He's got genuine speed, and he's proven on the track. I think he'd be very, very hard to beat. And Chad Lever got some nice rides. He's riding him today. Number 6, Ghibli, former horse trained out Dubbo Wayor in the Central West. 2 really good runs since he came to Steve Hodge at Newcastle. He was good the other day at Musselbrook. He's got a lot of speed, suited to the 900. Next pick, Mosrai, trial well at Musselbrook for Luke Thomas, a Musselbrook trainer. And by the way, Sean, Luke is a slot holder in the Kosciuszko.
Oh, all right.
Him and a number of mates have got Sun Craze running for them.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, they got a slot, so good luck to them tomorrow. Terrific young bloke, Luke, and a very astute horseman. It'll run all right, Mosrai, got a definite place chance. And number 9, best of the others, Buddy Honest. Scratched at the barrier the other day. At his best, he'd shake the life out of this. He won a highway in town. He's got terrific speed when he's right. 8.639.
Righto, race 7, the Cessnock Leagues Jungle Juice Cup. 1 Marathon, 280. 2 Pianissimo, 290. 3, 4 out. 5, Nick on the Run, $7. 6, Nippinette is $9.50. 7 out. 8, Annandale Last, 12. 9, Kentucky Flyer, $5.50. 10, 11, 12 out. 13, Cinema Paradiso, 101. 14, Gronky, 26. 15, Envision, 41. Favourite up the top is number 1, Marathon, 280, just ahead of Pianissimo at 290.
$9, my tip. Number 6, Nippinette for the Taree trainer, Wayne Wilkes, Andrew Gibbons to ride. Gibbo's Rota, Jungle Juice Cup winner, a horse called Boo Boo, quite a few years back now. This horse was outstanding in the Bowerville Cup recently. I know it's nowhere near as good a field as this, but it bolted in up there. He had 61 kilos, Sean, at Tuncurry, 2 runs back. Sat 3 and 4 deep and still won up there. He loved the wet track. You know, said that to me yesterday. 3 wins and 3 placings on soft. He's got a tricky draw. He'll come into 9 with a scratch at Barrier 9. If Andrew can slot in somewhere there or get a trail, even 3 deep, gee, I think it'll be hard to beat. Pianissimo has got a great oak, formerly with Chris Waller, now with Richard Litt. It's 2 runs in town, or 3 runs. It's run 5th its last 3, but it's only been a couple of lengths away every time. Got back to last the other day at Rose Hill behind Piracy and really hit the line hard. Another good ride for Robbie Dolan. It'll be hard to beat from the good barrier. Marathon flying at the moment. You've got to give him a good chance the way he's going. And number 5, best of the others, Nick on the Run. Paul Perry's got 2 good chances, Marathon and Nick on the Run. Real open race and a good race. 6, 2, 1, and 5.
Okay, we go to the next event, which is race 8, final race. 1, the Grandson, 26, 2 out. 3, Dynamic Dynasty, 460. 4, Talladega Knight, 850. 5, Time Raider, $1.90. 6, Retribution, 10, 7 out. 8, Licciola Bell, 780, 9 out. 10, Silent Jack, 34. 11, Stately Lady, 26. 12, Southern Delight, 71. 13, Our Tax Return, 19. 14, 15 out. 16, Suleiman, 61. 17 out. Favourite, Short, $1.90. Number 4, Time Raid.
Yeah, I've got a grandson. A 5-year-old one in Darwin. He lives. He scored 10 tries in the gala day the other day. He's going to follow a rugby league pass like the rest of his family. But the horse, the grandson, I'm not that keen on today. I think this is a good thing time, Ray, for Jason Deemer. He's a very progressive horse. He got on a wet track, a soft seven, a Sun Curry on Daboo, and he put a big space on him, winning by four lengths. He was nosed out the other day at Newcastle. I like this horse a lot. As Jace said to me that day at Newcastle, he's a raw-boned horse who's going to just get better with racing, and maybe next time he'll be a lot better. Chad Lever rides in Barrier 4. He's got speed to be up there. He'll be hard to beat. Dynamic Dynasty will be on the speed, going really good. Two good seconds lately. Got to be a chance. Number 8, Luciola Bell. It is a big hope of running a place for Wayne Wilkes and Gibbo, despite the wide alley. Goes good. And number 4, Talladega Knight. 5, 3, 8, and 4.
All right, Jungle Juice Cup Day, you got to get a good one for us.
Well, it will be. Despite a tardy beginning, I've been able to finish right on time just for you, Sean. Yeah, mate, it'll be a terrific day. There's a fair bit of blue sky coming down. If we get any rain, it'll only drizzle. It'll just be nothing.
Mm.
And that won't affect the people there. And the function room full of guests from the Cessnock Leagues Club. So we're going to have a good day, mate.
Yeah. Now, what are your good things?
I've only made one good thing. That's Rogue Runner. I think it's race 6, isn't it? 5 or 6. Rogue Runner's my best bet of the day. I think Time Raid will win, but and he likes a heavy track, no doubt, on the Tug Curry run. So I could have made him one, but I'll just stick with the one. Rogue Runner, and I'm off to Randwick tomorrow for the first time in 20 years.
Right. Well, good luck today, mate. We'll hear you late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, I've got to get a bank. I'm keen on a couple at Randwick, but that's another story.
Good
maybe
on you.
You can put something all in the best account for me.
All right, good on you, Gaz.
More chance of me walking to Maitland than you doing that.
Yeah, no, I reckon. All right. I'll talk to you later. See ya. Gary Harley. It's 29 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.